2 Chronicles 17. Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place and strengthened himself against Israel, that's the 10 tribes. He placed forces in all the fortified cities of Judah, set garrisons in the land of Judah, and in the cities of Ephraim, that's the 10 tribes, which Asa his father had taken. So he was trying to follow up on what his dad had done for good. Yahweh was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and didn't seek the Baals, but sought to the God of his father and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel. He talks about the first ways of his ancestor David. That implies, I think, that David started off good, but he wasn't so good towards the end of his reign. And that doesn't mean that David won't be in the kingdom. It just means that he slipped. And you see this a lot in people, in the kings of Judah, that they started off well and then they slipped. That's why you've got to really respect older people who have kept on keeping on in faith all their lives. And we, of course, have got to learn not to turn away, not to fall away from God, but to keep on keeping on. And it says that he walked in the commandments of God and not after the doings of Israel. This was the usual weakness of the kings of Judah, to be influenced by the people of Israel, the 10 tribes, who were the people of God but were very, very weak. I think you see there a challenge, really, that you can mix with people who are members of the people of God, who apparently are in the body of Christ but are very weak. And you still got to choose your friends and choose who you allow to influence you. Because they do it, even though they may claim to be Christian, doesn't mean that we should do it. You've got to make your own relationship with God and follow him regardless of what other people say and do and not be influenced by them. Because we all like sheep have gone astray. That is, we are all easily influenced by other people, and we tend to go their wrong way just because that's how we are. We're sheep, we go with the flock. And we've got to be strong individuals who alone follow God, even if it means we have our back to the world, and even if we're out of step with others who say that they're Christians or are in the body of believers. Therefore, because he was like that, Yahweh established the kingdom in his hand. All Judah brought to Jehoshaphat tribute, and he had riches and honor. His heart was lifted up in the ways of Yahweh. Normally, when you read about a man's heart being lifted up, it means it's lifted up in pride. But his pride was in God. Look what God has done. And that's how we should be. He removed the high places and the Asherim out of Judah. In the third year of his reign, he sent his princes to teach in the cities of Judah, and with them the Levites. They taught in Judah, having the book of the law of Yahweh with them. So that's one way you show love for God, is trying to teach it and arrange it to be taught to other people. And the fear of Yahweh fell on all the kingdoms of the lands that were around Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. So this was always God's intention, that Israel should be a missionary nation, that they should have been the light of the world around them, and not condemn people that, oh, we're better than you, but invite those people to relationship with God. Some of the Philistines, the great enemies of Israel, even brought Jehoshaphat presents. The Arabians brought him flocks, and Jehoshaphat grew great exceedingly. He built in Judah fortified and store cities. He had many works in the cities of Judah. And then we read here the numbers of all his mighty men who were based in Jerusalem. So he established his kingdom because God established it, because he decided that he was going to follow the ways of God regardless of what other people thought and did, even if those people claim to be Israel. And as Paul says, they are not all Israel who are of Israel. So just because someone says they're part of the body of Christ, or maybe they are part of that body, but that doesn't mean that you've got to follow what they say and do. You've got to follow God independently.